Everyone here at the Disney Resorts Kingdom would like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring programming here at the Disney Resorts Kingdom. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsors, Mouska Trips, at www.mousketrips.com. That's www.mouseketrips.com. Please visit www.disneyresortskingdom.com and click on one of the many links to relive the magic. And please purchase an item and help fund the Disney Resorts Kingdom.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning, Jose Castillo, and Nick McLam. Guys, take it away.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. I am your host, Luke Manning, and today the gang's all back. Here's Jose Castillo and Nick McLam.
Hey, guys.
Now, Nick has strep throat or something to that effect, and can't talk very well, so he won't be participating that much in this week's show, but that's why...
Well, he sounds perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well, we are in the midst of the EDRP's 5 days of Halloween. In our first installment, we spoke about my weekend at the Disneyland Resort, which included a ride on the scariest ride at the Disneyland Resort, that, of course, being in Small World, and a look at the...
I thought you got on Tower of Terror.
The Nightmare Before Christmas in Disney Digital 3D. Now, we are going to, for the rest of the shows, talk about each of the Halloween-themed attractions that there are across the US Disney parks. So that will include Golden Screams, Haunted Mansion Holiday, the Tower of Terror, and Haunted Mansion. So today, we are going to talk about... Drum roll, please, Jose.
I gotta get some new drum set. Can't afford it, sorry. EDRP is not paying me enough for this.
Yeah, I know. We're crap paying. The Haunted Mansion Holiday.
Surprise.
That is my favorite.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, yes, it is both. It's Halloween and Christmas, so it's a Christmas theme, but with Halloween doing Christmas. And I'm sure you've all seen The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yes, I saw it last night. It was on Disney Channel.
Oh, yes, it was. I was going to see it, but then I found out I was going to see it in 3D, so I was like, forget it then.
Yeah, I want to see it in 3D, too. I don't think there's a theater in my area, so I might catch it. When does that end?
Oh, I think it's only like a 3-week run.
I guess I won't be able to see it.
Nick will be actually seeing it this weekend.
Loser!
And he'll probably...
My state doesn't even have.
He's going all the way up to Virginia. But cool. Nick will be either writing an article about it or talking about it on one of the shows. So, yeah. Alright. So, the Haunted Mansion Holiday. Now, the first year that the Haunted Mansion Holiday was done, if I'm not mistaken, was 2001. And basically, it's the Haunted Mansion, but all decked out and themed in the Nightmare Before Christmas. So as you go in, you notice that the background music is entirely different. More Tim Burton-y, or Danny Elfman-y. And you have a different... you have a different spiel by the ghost host, this time not done by Paul Frees, because he was dead, but done by Corey Burton. And do you guys know who Corey Burton is?
Yes.
Yes, he's a Disney voice regular. He's the voice of Captain Hook. I think he's also the voice of Dale, Chip and Dale.
Yes, I think so too.
But then you go into my favorite part of the Haunted Mansion Holiday, and that would definitely have to be the stretching room. Now, have either of you seen a video or heard the source audio or recording of it?
Yes, the new one, yeah.
And have you seen the stretching room on video or audio?
I have, but barely. I've seen the audio. It's very hard to see it.
I think the stretching room is actually the best part of the whole ride. And actually, we'll play... Yeah, good job. Actually, we'll throw in a little clip of the stretching room
good
right
job.
Now. We'll throw in a little clip of the stretching room right now.
Was a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began with the holiday worlds of old. I know you're curious to see what's inside. It's what happens when two holidays collide. Welcome, my friends, to our Christmas delight. Come witness a ghoulishly glorious sight. It's time for our holiday tale to begin. There's no turning back now. Please, come all the way in. Our holiday tale is a tale that's quite charming, but during this season, it's sometimes alarming. So relax and reflect. Feel free to take pause while we tell you a tale about dear Sandy Claus. "'Twas the nightmare before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings, all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning, would cause such a scare. The children, nestled all snug in their beds, would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads."
Happy holidays, everyone!
Insert clip.
Yeah, exactly. I do that in post. And you're back on topic. Alright, so after you go out of the very cool stretching room, you'll see that the changing portraits have been changed with Nightmare Before Christmas being one. So you've got the Haunted Mansion changing from the regular old Haunted Mansion into the decked out holiday version. You have Jack going from the Pumpkin King to Dear Sandy Claus. And then you have a pumpkin turning into a snowman, and Sally turning into something.
Really?
And then as you go over towards the Doom Buggy loading area, you see this magnificent little mural type thing with all the creatures and ghosts and ghouls over.
Goose? Oh yes, lots of ghouls.
Ghosts and ghouls of Halloween Town. And you go off round and you see the never-ending hallway or whatever it's called. And you see the knight, and he's got a pumpkin head attached onto his head. And as you go by the coffin, you see the usual, "Hey, let me out of here, let me out of here."
Wow.
But,
yeah, that was
but
bad.
You've also, but you've also got some weird-looking flowers basically screaming like this. La, 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 la. Like that.
Note to self, never hire Luke as a singer.
Yeah.
And then you go off to round into the Madame Leota seance room. And it was actually her daughter, I think, Leo the Tomb's daughter, who did the redo for the Haunted Holiday as Madame Leota. And she basically chants the 13 Days of Christmas, but all decked out with a haunted feel to it. And you go into the ballroom and new music, but most of the animatronics there, the only thing different is there is a giant gingerbread house on the table, which is actually a real gingerbread house. and they make a new different one every year, and there's a flying Zero going around there, Zero the ghost dog reindeer, and then you go into the attic with a bunch of screaming and shouting up pumpkin pop-up ghosts, although they don't come up nearly as quick as the old ones used to. But you go through, you see like this giant snake. You go down into the graveyard, and there's basically just the same, but they're singing a different song, and you have the pumpkin, you have the singing busts, but instead they're singing pumpkins. And in place of the three hitchhiking ghosts, you find Oogie Boogie and a sort of mini Wheel of Fortune, and you get a special surprise present in your Doom Buggy. Yeah. In place of Little Leota, you've got Little Sally as you go up the escalator ramp. So, yeah, it's awesome. And I've been on it.
Okay.
I've been to Disneyland 2 times since it's been open, and throughout that I went on it 3 or 4 times. So, it's a very...
Really?
It's a very enjoyable ride. I'm just torn between if I prefer that or the original.
Wow. I'm in shock. I'm in a state of shock here. Hold on.
Now, why are you in shock?
Exactly, Nick. Why?
I don't know. All the spam I'm receiving.
But, yeah. So, have you... I know you've seen the video. What are your thoughts on it from what you've seen on video and audio?
Who are you speaking to?
You first, Jose.
Okay. For the stretching room, right?
Well, for the whole ride.
Well, I haven't seen the Halloween version. If there is a difference.
What do you mean the Halloween version? I'm talking about the Haunted Mansion holiday.
Yeah, I haven't seen the differences.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Yeah, I know, but you told me you've seen video. So from what you've seen on the video, what can you tell? Stuff like that.
I actually like it a lot better than the original version. I think it's only good for so long. Mm.
Because, I mean, it's only there from the end of September to the beginning of January.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. It's fine for the amount of time it's there, but, you know, you can't beat the original.
Yeah, I know. So. I mean, if they completely got rid of the original, then I'd be sad. But, now, we've been hearing for years rumors that it would be coming to Florida. Well, apparently the guy that's in charge of the Magic Kingdom is a supreme hater of the version and doesn't really want to bring it in. And from what I've heard, it's more likely that you'll be getting a Nightmare Before Christmas dark ride over at MGM or Hollywood Studios. And also today, the new logo for Hollywood Studios was released. I found that on Blue Sky Disney's blog. That's at bluesky.disney.com.
Yep, very nice looking logo.
And just to be a little bit off topic, I actually think I prefer that logo to the one that's there at the moment. It's got a nice font.
Yep, me too. But it's a change. We haven't seen a change in this in a while.
Yeah, MGM's basically the park that's got the least change. Although, there's a bunch of things there that I've never seen or never even heard of. Like, the old animation tour with, like, the famous Michael Eisner and Mickey film.
Cover your heart!
Kalima! Kalima! Kalima!
You betrayed the shareholders!
Never even heard of or seen of that. Well, I've heard of it, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. What's it called? Exactly.
And, from what I heard, the dark ride is supposed to go where the Backlot Theater is now.
Wait, we're talking about... What are we talking about?
A Nightmare Before Christmas themed dark ride for Hollywood Studios.
Oh, is that actually coming?
No, but it's a pretty good sounding rumor from what I can tell.
That'd be cool.
I mean, everyone loves their Nightmare Before Christmas, so...
Yeah.
Alright, so...
I don't know. It all, you know, they need something that's, like, Halloween-themed that's year-round.
Yeah. Well, they have the Haunted Mansion. That's Halloween-themed and year-round. But...
True. Well, we don't have a Christmas theme, right? Actually, you don't have anything Christmas theme.
We do, but you don't.
You do. What do you guys have?
Well, Haunted Mansion Holiday is classed as Halloween and Christmas. And we also have Small World Holiday.
Oh.
Which, we'll talk about that when it gets closer to Christmas. So do any of you two have any further thoughts on the Haunted Mansion Holiday before we wrap things up? I'm guessing not! Alright. Well, we have 3 more days left in the 5 days of Halloween! Yeah, I know. On Monday, we should be joined by Thomas Corliss of the WDW News Today podcast, which, is at wdwnewstoday.com, and we'll be talking about the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. Then on Wednesday, it is Halloween itself, so we might as well just talk about the Haunted Mansion. And for Friday, we're going to talk about the other two Halloween themes. Things that are taking place at the Disneyland Resort, including Woody's Halloween Roundup, the Golden Screams, and Candy Corn Acres. We'll talk all about that next week. Now, Jose, when is your podcast starting? When is your podcast starting? It's just, we all know Jose's the guy in charge.
Yeah, he is.
Of course he is. Yeah, Jose, when's it starting, man? I think Jose's dead. Right, so, that's about it for this week's show. As always, you can email me, luke@disneyresortskingdom.com. Check out the Friends of the Show by going to disneyresortskingdom.com and clicking on Friends of the DRK. That's it for the show. So until Monday, we will see you.
Last year, the Window to the Magic podcast brought you an unprecedented event. A show unlike any heard before. Thrills, chills, and an adventure beyond your imagination made The Secrets of the Wooden Door an instant classic. Now, as the Halloween season approaches, one might expect this year's show to be twice as good. Well, you'd be dead wrong. Halloween Night 2007, the Window to the Magic podcast will bring you not one, not two, but three separate stories, each designed to get you into the spirit of the holiday. Prepare yourself to go on a spook hunt with the world-famous Ghostbusters. Then, learn all about the tragic and deadly past of the one and only Haunted Mansion. And finally, gather everyone close, because the last story is so intense, no one should listen to it by themselves. Ghosts, ghouls, and goblins, all coming your way this Halloween from the Window to the Magic. Lights out, everyone.
"'Twas the dawn of Halloween, and all throughout the podcast, not a host was peaceful, not even Luke. The history, all gathered on the internet with care, when read about on that Sunday, would cause such a scare. The listeners, nestled all snug with their iPods, would have nightmares of Luke and the history of the Haunted Mansion."
Happy holidays, everyone!
Please listen to the Everything Disney Podcast Haunted Mansion Halloween Show, coming out Sunday, October 28th, 2007, on the dawn of Halloween.
Thanks for listening. Now, please gather all your belongings and take small children firmly by the hand. On behalf of the cast of the Everything Disney Resorts Podcast, we hope that you enjoy all your future stays at the Walt Disney World Resort.